The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, folks. Do not do what you little adorable misses did yesterday, which is to get a flurry of you who called me in the last 5 minutes of the program. Right? I just can't get you all on at the same time. All right? So if you're going to call, which I would be delighted for you to call, just call me, you know, earlier. Call me like now in the next couple minutes. It would be a very good idea. All right? So you don't want your friendly neighborhood psychologist to be any more frustrated than absolutely necessary. Fair enough? Got it. All right. All right. So we asked people, we asked them the musical question, given everything that's been going on this week, which is to tell us how they would improve race relations in America. And it was interesting, I was saying to Trevor that HBO just sent me a film about two things. That there was a story that was written for the New York Times about the fact that in a small town in Georgia, they still have they still have segregated proms. They have a white prom and then a black prom. And as one of the kids said, we play, but we go to school together, we study together, we play basketball, we play sports together. Why can't we have our you know, why are proms segregated? And they start them even in elementary school, where they have a black, you know, they don't have proms, but they have the king and queen of the school, like first graders, and then for all the rest of the grades, but they're segregated. So apparently a New York Times reporter was going down to cover the story and got beat up. It was a woman, and she got beat up. And she said she also found another story about, which is, and this is relatively recent, and HBO, I'll tell you a little bit more about it when it gets closer, but HBO is covering it. So the idea that somehow this country is colorblind is nonsensical. It's just not true. So given the fact of the the sort of unpleasant reality of Baltimore, and the report came out today that said, I think there is it six officers are going to be charged with murder. Apparently, what happened with Freddie Gray is when he was thrown into the paddy wagon, I guess, and it broke his neck, and there's apparently an indentation in his head that he was slammed against the side of the paddy wagon, and it matches a bolt in the back. I mean, it's stomach churning. It really is. So we're asking people, what would you do to improve race relations in this country? Let's hear what people said.
All right. So Tom says, I think voters should judge their candidates by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin or by their gender.
Well, we do have an African-American president. So, mm-hmm. I certainly agree. Listen, I would like not only to judge them by their character, but also their record, and if they're not doing a good job, to throw them out and start all over again. I mean, it's just, I, at this moment, I am just so fed up with everybody on every level, in city, state, and national government. It's really frustrating. As you know, one of the stories that we sort of almost did yesterday was the millennials who don't trust anybody. And I think it's one of those things that's not only millennials. I think it's that everybody is just getting to the point where we're saying, you know, whom do you trust? And I mean, historically, we've trust our leaders in theory. That we trust the police, which clearly, trusting the police is, first of all, I'm not sure that anybody trusts the police right now, and which is not fair, because most police officers are upstanding, law-abiding, good people. But man, you don't need a whole lot of somebody throwing somebody in the back of a paddy wagon and him ending up dead to have that be an issue. And how could you tell the good guys from the bad guys? And that's something I think that the police themselves are going to have to take on, because there has been this historical thing of most police officers being stand-up kind of human beings, but also turning a blind eye to their less-than-moral compatriots, colleagues. They can't do that anymore. I mean, it's wrecking it for everybody. It's truly an issue, and, you know, it's something that needs to not be ignored. And I know it's a long-standing tradition of, of the Blue Brotherhood, but still, I mean, it's costing more than it's worth. And it's one of the stories, I think, that we're talking about. Let's see if I have it. I think I do. Yeah, the Justice Department is talking about spending $20 million on police body cameras nationwide. And, I think it has to. If you think about the exposure of abuses of power in the last, say, even 2 or 3 years, and that's discounting Rodney King, which somebody else videotaped, but a lot of it has been because somebody had a camera at the time. And the idea being that if police, I mean, it guards everybody. It guards the good guy cops. It guards civilians. And presumably it means that the police officers are less put in a position of having to rat out their brothers or sisters who are doing inappropriate things because there's cameras on them. So there you go. And presumably the public will feel that there is more of a sense of fair play. Of course, the question is who looks at the cameras, who monitors it, where does the film go, and so it's not going to be a perfect system. But they're saying the body worn camera pilot is a part of the Justice Department's comprehensive efforts to equip law enforcement agencies throughout the country with tools, support, and training they need to tackle the 21st century's challenges we face. So yeah, okay, let's keep going. About what else? Oh, Trevor's getting the phone call. Sorry, Trevor. I should know that if Trevor's on the line, he can't actually answer my question. So we're not going to take the question for just a minute. We're going to put Jan on the air. Jan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Whoops. What happened?
I think she hung up.
I don't think so. I think that the system disconnected her. My guess is she'll call back.
Okay.
I think it sounded like the system just hung up on her. All right, so let's go. You now have got the impossible task. I'll watch for the phone. You give me the next response about improving race relations.
Okay.
Because I know you can't do both.
Keep
so I'll watch. I'll watch. You talk.
The wonders of live radio. Okay.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Here we go with Susie, who says, "Go meet people. I lived downtown Detroit for 10 years, and I met all kinds of cool people."
You know, it's one of the things I was thinking about yesterday, because I never ask you guys a question that I haven't sort of, I'm not willing to contemplate on my own. And it occurs to me that one of the things that we've talked about in this country for a long time, and a lot of people feel that the way that this country moved forward after World War II is because of integrated. Now, obviously, during World War II, the armed services was not integrated. But following with that, most of the changes have been just exactly as you say, that GIs met each other. They were obviously men, but we now have men and women in the armed services, and we now have integrated companies. And my whole thing has been that I thought we should have, not necessarily a draft, but we should have at 18, when everybody graduates from college, at 18 or college, whichever comes first, or graduate high school, so either high school or 18, that there's mandatory at least a year, maybe 2 years, commitment to the country. And it could be in the armed services. It could be building houses, teaching people to farm. It could be any one of a number of kinds of things where you have people who are rich and people who are poor, and nobody gets a deferment. Other than if you're sick. And then still, there's probably something you could do, that everybody does it, which means that we get projects taken care of. We get, there's no differentiation between people who can afford to go to school and people who can't. There's no issue about religion or race or sex, but everybody's got to do it, which also, I think, binds people closer to the country. So that's when I'm in charge, that's what I'm going to do. I don't think anybody's going to vote for me. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I am Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I can check it.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We have our the encore of our interview about Manny Pacquiao coming up in about a little more than an hour. So if you need to talk with me today, now is a good time to call. 855-99-37569. We're looking at the events in Baltimore, and there were sympathy protests in New York, and the report came out today about what caused Freddie Gray's death, which is really stomach churning. I mean, it's really awful. So the two responses so far had been vote for people on the basis of what they say as opposed to their packaging, which I certainly agree with. And the other is just people meeting each other, which I absolutely agree with. That it's perfectly okay to dislike somebody because you don't like their personality, but that's because you know them as opposed to just dismissing somebody for the way they look. When it's like, you know, the broccoli screw of life. Do you want some broccoli? No, I hate it. Have you ever tried it? No. Well, then how do you know I hate it? I just know. What? All right, so let's keep going.
You know, Dr. Joy, just to go off kind of what you were saying before the break with the kind of concept of 18-year-olds going into some kind of community service, that's a common thing for in European countries.
Yep.
I spent some time in Germany, and that's what they do. All their kids do a public service at 18.
Yep. And I think it has the advantage of, it has huge advantages. It gets people of who would not necessarily run into each other to run into each other. It teaches people skills. It takes a very vulnerable age and gives you a safe place to be and to be productive. It means that you may learn enough skill that you, if you weren't very good in high school, that you now have some direction about what you'd like to study. And even if you were good in high school, that it's a way of having some real life experience before you go off to school. I mean, there are just so many advantages to it, and we don't do it. And again, I mean, we've had the draft, although we don't have a draft anymore. But that was, first of all, specifically for males and specifically for the armed services. And conscientious objectors obviously are not going to do that. Well, how can you conscientiously object to going and building a park or helping inner city kids work out? I mean, I just think it makes much more sense, and also supplies a workforce and skill training and all sorts of cool things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
As soon as I'm elected, right?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Exactly. What else you got?
Nancy says, you just have to start all over with the babies. Like Dennis Leary says, the only thing his kids hate are naps. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and broccoli.
Right.
All right, what else?
Let's see. Here's something from Kate. Until stupid people stop blaming race for every problem, there's no hope. I'm so sick of people blaming every problem they have on race. My family was in the Holocaust. You don't see me blaming every German I come across for my problems.
I think that's true. But on the other hand, when you look at something like the statistic that says basically African American population are 10% of the population and 90% of the prison population, that one out of every three African American men can expect to be incarcerated at some point in his life, that the penalties for rock cocaine are completely different than cocaine, and one is a white collar drug, and the other is a blue collar drug, but they work exactly the same. So you know that there are really some huge, nearly institutionalized, if not completely institutionalized, inequities in the society. And so blaming something on race, is, and I think that an awful lot of African-American leaders have said the same thing that you're saying, which is don't do that. But there are some obvious things that just kind of jump out at you. And as I said, I mean, that was one of those really light bulb moments of the penalty for cocaine use and possession and selling, as opposed to crack. They're the same substance, are completely different because one is much more characteristically used with middle or upper class white folk, and the other tends to be used with middle or poor African American folk. So, I mean, hello, they're the same substance. They should have the same penalty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, keep going.
Okay, Connie says, retrain cops to respect others. Have them live in the communities they serve. Weed out the racists. Invest in poor communities. Problem is, I'm afraid most Americans are racist. We live in a racist society. More young people seem to be a little better on the issue, but is an endemic to this culture. She continues.
Well, there's, hang on just a second. You know, it used to be that to be in the police department, you had to live in the city limits, and I think they should reinstitute that law. I know that it was true here. It was true in New York City at one point, and I think then they changed it, which I always thought was a mistake. I think you should live and work in the community. For example, when I lived in Hull, in Massachusetts, the police officers in the town had to live in the town. And it made a huge difference because, first of all, you knew your next-door neighbor. And there was, I mean, it almost by definition became a neighborhood watch kind of thing. You know, it was really interesting because I had to be out really early this morning. You don't even want to know why. And there was... traffic was really snarly, and there's this traffic cop that came up to the intersection the same time I did, and it was really fascinating to watch what the cars did when they saw a traffic cop standing there, which is all of a sudden, instead of people blocking the intersection and honking, people backed up, they behaved, because this guy just kind of appeared out of nowhere, and I started laughing. I thought, okay, so much for law and order, but a presence on, and as I mentioned a couple nights ago, just seeing cops, you know, eight or nine deep in Times Square, is that by definition is a deterrent. So having police officers, men and women, living in the community that they serve means that they're not strangers. They're going to have some ethnic compatibility, and work as a deterrent. I mean, you're absolutely right. And it used to be the coin of the realm. It used to be the law of the land, and I think it isn't in a lot of places anymore, and should be reinstituted.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. If we want to continue with Connie, she says, I don't think we ever got over slavery in this country either, but I would do all the above suggestions and also create colorblind justice as well. It's a very hard question because, as I said, the way society is structured economically and socially, it is just hard to root out the evil of racism. But doing something about inequality would help.
Well, at least recognizing it. I was saying to Trevor that I was watching this documentary from HBO, and one of the comments that one of the guys said, I mean, there are a couple of comments that you just sort of shake your head. One says, well, you don't have red birds and blue birds mating together because they'd have a red head and a blue butt. I said, what are you talking about? What does that mean? And then he was talking about, and then there was a sort of a little girl who was saying, well, we just want our lives to be exactly like our mothers and our grandmothers and our great grandmothers and our. And I thought, no, you don't. You're not wearing corsets. You're not sort of. You use birth control. You use your cell phone. Who are you kidding here, honey? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. So I've got three friends that I've known for a while, for a number of years. And two of them were dating up until about 3 months ago. And
they were dating each other?
Yeah, they were dating each other. And then they broke up. And a few weeks ago, my third friend started dating my friend Nick and my friend Autumn were dating. And my friend...
Autumn Evan, being a girl?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we've got Nick and Autumn. And they were
Nick
dating.
And Autumn.
Okay.
They were dating. They broke up about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And then Autumn started dating another friend of mine named Kevin.
Okay.
And recently things between Nick and Autumn have gotten really strained. And
why do Nick and Autumn see each other anymore?
Well, no, they see each other. They were seeing each other quite a bit. They were seeing.
No, I know when they were dating each other, but once they broke up, how long did they were they together, David?
They were together for, I think, 2 years.
Wow. Okay. How old are, David, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Are Nick, Autumn, and Kevin about the same age?
Yeah, they're I think Kevin is 21,
okay.
Autumn's 19, and Nick is 18. So we're all relatively the same age.
Well, you're the senior member of the group. All right, so
I've almost always been the senior member of my group.
Okay.
I've also been my mother had issues with relationships, and I've learned. At least I'd like to think, but I've learned a lot of about a lot of potential potholes. And
so you're kind of a psychologist in training, huh?
Well, sort of.
We call that a fit.
I'm not going to school, but I mean, I'm watching relationships.
I got it. All right. So David, we've got Nick and Autumn have been together since he was 16 and she was 17 for 2 years. They've been apart 3 months. Kevin is now seeing Autumn. How much did the four of you all hang out together?
Well, Kevin and I, we knew each other when we were going to the junior college together.
Okay.
We had a class together.
Got it.
I haven't really seen him since then, but I consider him to be a friend. And Autumn and Nick, I was hanging out with two or three times a week.
Okay.
Until I started to work out of town, and then a good friend of mine went off and joined the Army.
Right. So, David, my real question is there any reason for example, the four of you to hang out these days together?
Not the four of us, no.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Maybe who? Maybe what? Kevin?
Well, I can hang out with Nick, or I can hang out with Autumn and Kevin. But I can't hang out with Autumn, Nick, and Kevin because
Nick and Autumn are broken up and Kevin's moved in awfully soon. The deal is that, David, if Kevin and Nick don't know each other, I mean, in some ways it's not relevant. Do I think 3 months after a two-year relationship is enough time to get over it? Probably not, but they're not going to listen to you. Would I tell Kevin or Nick that the idea of getting involved with somebody else was a good idea? No, especially on long distance, especially at their age. But I'm not sure anybody's going to listen to you. And what you can do is either get out of the advice business, and I will tell you that giving advice on the radio when you have people calling in and saying, please tell me what I should do, and you can hear that not all of them are thrilled with what I tell them to do anyway. But the deal is, doing it in your private life will not work very well. So if all four parties were calling me, I would say to Nick, too soon to date. I would say to Autumn, too soon to date. I would say to Kevin, you know, she's on a rebound, be her friend for a while, and you can move in another 3 or 4 months in terms of dating her, not moving into her house. And I would say to you, David, that beware of offering advice to friends, because quite often they just get angry with you about it. So I think what I would do is probably sort of say to them, look, here's the best advice I can give. I know you're not going to pay any attention to it. And I think you can still remain both Kevin and Nick's friend as long as you don't talk about Autumn.
I think that the woman that is coming to this area should hang out with her, but don't date her, and definitely don't have a intimate relationship with her, a physically intimate relationship with her, because I think that you are still a little too wrapped up in the relationship that you have with Autumn, and I think that it would be better for you to wait at least a couple more months before you start to have an extremely serious relationship.
Well, I think you're right. I don't know. What do you think his response is going to be?
That he's over Autumn and that
you should mind your own business.
Well, not entirely, because he's called me a number of times in regards to this, and Autumn recently said something to him that struck a very personal nerve with me. She said that he hit her which kind of to explain, she is a green belt, a top tier in green belt in karate.
Okay.
Which basically means that if she goes up a belt, she has to register her hands and feet as lethal weapons. So the idea of him ever harming her in any way, in any physical way, just
doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't believe it, and most of the people that that Nick has talked to would that know her personally would say the exact same thing. And the other thing is that I had an ex-girlfriend who made a claim like that, and I almost ended up in juvenile hall for it. So,
well, but David, then first of all, I think I get it. I get that we don't trust Adam particularly, that your sympathies are with Nick. But and I think, listen, my dear, I think Nick and Kevin probably need to stay away from each other. I think the only thing that's going to save everybody on this is everybody's young, except you, and you're not that old. I think your advice to Nick is spot on, but rather than saying, I don't think you're over Autumn, which he's just going to argue, what I would say is, look, give yourself some time to be your own guy, to date around, to see who's around, which means, you know, and if this woman is going to be here, she needs to relocate. You don't want her glomping onto you like a barnacle because you're the only person she knows. Hang out a little bit. Get to know her. I'll tell you what, if you'll sort of not date anybody for till, let's say, Labor Day or the 4th of July, you know, Independence Day, I'll get you I'll buy you a month membership on Match or something. But I think your advice is right. I just think that sort of telling somebody that they're not over somebody doesn't work very well. And I think there is a revenge factor going on here that Nick is feeling, well, you know, I need to find somebody quickly because Autumn's already found somebody and people will think I'm the loser if she's dating somebody and I'm not. So again, it's not that I argue with your advice. I just argue with the sort of the way that you're presenting it, because I just don't think it'll be effective. And as I'm sure you've discovered, that telling people things they don't want to hear doesn't work very well. But I think saying to him, look, how about if you just hang out, and maybe even saying you don't want her to glom onto you because you're the only person she knows, that could be, you know, really claustrophobic for you. How about just hanging and, you know, we'll go to dances or we'll hang out. But I think that's much more likely to compel him rather than saying you're not over somebody.
Yeah, and trust me, as somebody who quite often has, as one of my friends says, you give really great advice to everybody but me, which means everybody hates my advice, right? I mean, I know you guys trust me, as opposed to you just don't want to just, but that doesn't have anything to do with me. There we go, just simply doesn't. All right, I was talking earlier about millennials and not trusting anybody. They said there are 10 major societal institutions, and the millennials trust exactly two, which is actually probably more than, and the two they choose, which I think are a bit bizarre. The two, would you like to guess who millennials trust, Trevor? The two, because technically you're a millennial, right? You're what, 28?
27, yeah.
Okay, yeah, millennials are 18 to 29. The two major institutions that millennials trust, which I think is bizarre. Guess.
That's a tough one. Maybe like local businesses.
No, good guess, but not. I don't think they actually included those.
Okay, I don't know who would you.
The military and scientists.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's a very strange combination.
Yeah.
They never trust the press. They don't trust Wall Street. They don't trust Congress. They don't trust the federal government. They don't trust the Supreme Court. They don't even trust the police. Wow. The military and scientist. Who knew? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, it is indeed, and this is a kind of a monumental day. It's May Day, which is kind of a pagan festival. Well, actually, it was originally a pagan festival. Then it became quite often a feast of for the Virgin Mary. Then it became International Workers' Day. So, And now it's we're our food stamp challenge day, so we're joining the pantheon of myriad ways of looking at one particular day. Not to mention May Day. May Day is a distress call, so ours is a little less distressing. All right, on this day in history, May 1st, the Act of Union joined England and Scotland to form the Kingdom of Great Britain. This day in history, in Vienna, Mozart's Marriage of Figaro was performed for the very first time. Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Okay, I'm not singing. 1884, the proclamation of the demand for the 8-hour workday in the United States. Did you realize it was that? I didn't realize it was that that old, the 8-hour workday. 1884. Right. Did you know that's 131 years old?
I know, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I would have assumed it was in the 20s or 30s.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably even maybe even later than that, following World War II.
Right.
Who knew? The Empire State Building was dedicated in New York City in 1931. Still a fantastic building. The polio vaccine was developed by Jonas Salk and was made available to the public for the first time in 1956. Truly one of the miracles of modern medicine, wiping out polio. If you talk to your parents and your grandparents, talked about not being able to go swimming in public places in the summer because everybody was afraid you'd get polio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In 1989, Disney MGM Studios opened at Disney World near Orlando. Have you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland?
I have, and I've been to MGM Studios as well.
It's there you really go. Fun. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. And believe it or not, on this day in 2009, same-sex marriage was legalized in Sweden. Not going to happen on May 1st in this country. We actually have, there's actually a different story about that, which is, we were talking about this a lot earlier in the week because I gave you guys the opportunity to pretend that I was the Supreme Court and present your arguments in front of me. And this newest article says that the Supreme Court justices were noticeably puzzled by some of the arguments defending Michigan's ban on gay marriage. That says, although people may say that marriage is all about love and commitment, in truth, the state doesn't have any interest in that. What the state cares about is biological reality. Well, I mean, that's kind of a specious argument. They said it's binding children to their biological mom and dad. But in theory, that means that if the issue is children, the people who decide not to have children or who are infertile, what does that mean? I mean, why does that mean they're not allowed to marry? I mean, yeah, that's a slippery slope. It said today the justices are meeting behind closed doors to discuss the marriage cases and vote on whether to uphold or strike down the remaining state laws denying marriage to same-sex couples. During Tuesday's arguments, some key members of the court, particularly Justice Anthony Kennedy, expressed qualms about a ruling that would declare a constitutional right for same-sex marriage. But when the justices go around the conference table and state their views, many analysts expect the majority, including Kennedy, will set aside those doubts. The chief reason will probably be that they could not accept the state's narrow and to some surprising explanation for what marriage is all about. And that was kind of my statement about it earlier this week. It's very likely that they'll strike down the ban, not for any particular reasons other than it's unwieldy. And some states already have, the majority of states already have legalized same-sex marriage. And it's just going to be unwieldy. So I don't think it's going to be about morality. I don't think it's going to be about anything except it's just too unwieldy not to. It says states may usually enforce legal distinctions among their citizens so long as they have, and this is a quote, a rational basis for doing so. A state may legally, for example, say that people over a certain age must be retested to prove they can still drive safely. Sooner or later somebody's going to challenge that. Finding a rational basis for a law is usually not hard, but in case after case over the last few years, lawyers for states have turned in circles trying to give a rationale for denying marriage licenses to committed gay couples. Their problem is that the Supreme Court, led by Kennedy, has backed them into a corner. He wrote the landmark decision 12 years ago saying that they struck down the last state laws that made gay sex a crime. In doing so, he wrote that moral disapproval is not a valid justification for discriminatory laws that demean gay couples. Previous court decisions had ruled out another possible justification, that a law or practice has been customary. They predicted, so the ideas, Scalia said the eliminating moral disapproval as a rightful basis for law would open the door to same-sex marriage. Well, he was right. So.
Well, is it really the government's job to set up what's moral or what's not?
Well, exactly. Well, that's what the Supreme, that's what Kennedy said, is
yeah,
that
exactly.
You know, you can't do that. You can only do what's legal. They decided that they settled. As the laws were steadily struck down, lawyers defending them scrambled to come up with a rational basis they could assert that could not rely on tradition alone or the state's view of homosexuality as sinful. Again, the state should not be involved in defining sin, only legal. So they settled on procreation. Opposite-sex couples need to marry because they can have children by accident, the argument goes. The state wants to encourage them to wed so it can legally limit marriage to them alone. In the current case, Michigan had denied a marriage license to two women who were raising four foster children who had been abandoned by their mothers. The women, both nurses, were permitted to adopt the children, but only as individuals, not as a couple. When asked why the state would exclude these women from marrying, Birch insisted the decision had nothing to do with disapproval of their relationship. The fact that the women were gay was not the problem, he said. The state doesn't care about your sexual orientation. We're not drawing distinctions based on the identity, the orientation, or the choices of anyone. It's not meant to exclude. It's allowing women to marry would have an effect on the rest of society. It would de-link the idea that we're binding children with their biological mom and dad. Well, there's that whole issue is that you can have a law that sort of presupposes what's going to happen down the line. You can have one law that sort of presupposes what might happen. They've already established that. Shouldn't the parents be allowed to marry? We love adoptions. Adopted parents are heroic. But that's an entirely different social issue. You can see that, the point is that the justices are stuck, regardless of their own personal opinions, with something that just doesn't hold up legally. There's just no logic behind it. Only opposite-sex couples can have a bonding with a child. Very interesting, but a wrong premise. So, because they once the Defense of Marriage Act was struck down, I think this is probably inevitable. Just because anything else is just unwieldy. It's not about the morality of it. It's just about the practicality of it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.